So this month's share is sponsored by Honey and Rabbi Zechariah Semp in family memory of Rav Moshe Aaron Palayevzal. There's an introduction to the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is going to be the theme of the next bunch of shiurim. So I want to speak in terms of really an overview, in terms of the very nature of what the mitzvah of tzitzis is all about. The first of the Maimakomas, the Gemara tells us a fascinating story from Maseches Menachos, not from the Malach, from an Aleph. The Malacha Ashkechel Rav Ketina, already you have Malachim in the story, that in and of itself is fascinating. That a Malach, an angel, found one of the Amorim Rav Ketina, the Michsei Sadina, that he was wearing a type of a garment which happened to have been Potter from Tzitzis. We're going to see the details as we go on this week, perhaps a little bit next week, why exactly it was Potter. Suffice to say it was a sad that was made out of linen. So for some technical reason, this linen beggar was Potter from Tzitzis. So Amalei, so the Malach said to him, Ketina, Ketina, Sadina, Bekaita, that you're wearing this linen garment in the summertime, the Sarvel of the Sitva, and you're wearing another type of a garment, the Sarvel, which the Rishonim explained, didn't have four corners to it. You're wearing that on the fall in the wintertime. So you circumvented the mitzvah. That means in the summer, you're a big lamdan. You found a beggar in the summer that's part of the tzitzis, and you found a beggar in the winter that's part of the tzitzis. So what's going to be with your tzitzis? So I'm a lay, so Katina also knew how to learn. So he said, I'm shiso, I say, I'm going to be punished for not fulfilling a mitzvah, I say. So the Rishonim are quick to point out, yeah, you are punished for not fulfilling a mitzvah, I say, but this is a very unique type of assay. This is an assay that you already become a chuyavin if you're wearing a beggar of the alakansos. So Rav Ketina did wear a type of a beggar that was actively getting in tzitzis. So what was so gefelach? That was his kasha on the malach. What's the problem? So Amalei, so the malach responded to Rav Ketina, Bezman de ika rischa im shina. But you're right, Taki Yolamdus is correct, that under normal circumstances you really should not be punished because you're not being mevatel a mitzvah. It's not like not putting on tefillah. It's not like not eating masa. But the HaKadosh Baruch was angry at you for other things, and he's going to throw this in for good luck also. That was the maskan of the story of Rav Ketina. So what do you see from this story? You see two things. That number one, Allah, Rav Ketina was really right. The Malach was made with Rav Ketina that he was right, and the Ikra din, the mitzvah of tzitzis, really only sets in when you have a beggar of chayav and tzitzis. But number two, you see that it's inappropriate to circumvent performing the mitzvah. So comes Tosfos in the second of the Maimakomos in Maseches Erichin, where the Gemara says that kol chayavim betzitzis, the reason in the world is doing what says Erichin. So the first two plot of Erichin are all the hakol chayavim story, because the Mishnah starts out with hakol marichin, so then it's hakol chayavim betzitzis, 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 all the hakol mikol kols, all the first two plot of Maseches Erichin. So here the Gemara says that kol chayavim betzitzis. So Tavs tells them, says, what does that mean that everyone's chayv to wear tzitzis? That means, says Tavs, in Yeshlam talis. Tavs says, if you have a talis, so then you chayv in tzitzis. In lo yuchal liklas talis, let's say you don't have a talis, you don't have a four-cornered begib. So, einan chayav, and then you're not obligated in tzitzis. And now Tavs comes and commits themselves and says that this statement that we just got finished saying, that you're not really obligated to wear tzitzis if you don't have a begib, this is true according to all opinions. Lo lamad yomachav is talis, lo lamad yomachav is gavra. Tavs is alluding to a machlekes and menachos daf mem aleph as to what the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis is. Is tzitzis a chav is gavra, is tzitzis a chav is talis? What do the words mean? So the Gemara explains that if you hold that tzitzis is a chav is talis, so that means that the talis itself in effect is chav in tzitzis. Even if you're not actually wearing the talis right now, if you own a four-cornered garment, it's sitting in your drawer, so you have to put tzitzis on that beged. And the Man D'Yamu says, Chavas Gavra, that means, no, that if you're wearing a four-cornered beged, then and only then you chayav in tzitzis. We have in the Baruch Hashem, we paskin that Chavas Gavra. Therefore, if you go to the store and you buy a four-cornered beged, and you haven't had a chance to put the strings on yet, so don't worry about it. According to one opinion, that's a bitul mitzvah saseh min haTorah, if you would hold that tzitzis a Chavas talis. But we paskin with absolute certainty that it's a Chavas Gavra. So Tosu says, this machlok is Chavas talis, Chavas Gavra, one may be led to a mistaken conclusion. One may think that if you hold that tzitzis is a chobas talis, so then I understand. If I don't hold a beggar, so then I'm potter. But if you hold that tzitzis is a chobas gavra, so one may have mistakenly thought that means that each and every gavra, each and every person is mechuyev to go out and buy a talis to be yotze tzitzis. So Tosfos says that's absolutely not true. Nobody says that. So leika b'nai elek klei kufsa, that the homa chleikus, whether it's chobas gavra, chobas talis, is only one issue, and that's the issue whether kalim, whether garments which are sitting in the drawer, like kufsa, they're sitting in a box, whether they're obligated in tzitzis or not. That's the machlokes, that's the nafkamina. But no one would ever say that one is actually mechuyev to go out and buy a beged to put tzitzis on it. So comes tells and says, but what about the story from Maseches Menachos that the Malach criticized Rav Ketina, Sedina Bekaita, Vesabla, Vesitva, Tzitzis Matahela, Klomar, the Chiyata Mevakesh Alilos Lipotter Mitzitzis, because Mefarish also. So Amalei Anshisua, Ase Amalei Be'idan Re'ischa Anshinan, Anshinan. So Tosfos says, you see from the story Menachos that you really are supposed to go and buy a beged? Says Tosfos, no. Hainu Dafka Be'osan Hayomim, Techola Talisos Hoyu Bas Arba Kanfos. In the olden days, so the normal normal dress was to wear a four-cornered beged. So Rav Katina was a real chacham. He went out of his way to buy a beged which was not four-cornered. He went out of his way to buy a linen beged, a round-cornered beged, whatever the case may be, to get out of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So then the halacha says, Yika onesh la'osa shemashana osa lipater. So if someone goes out of his way to do something which is out of the ordinary, to not to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's a problem. That was the story of Rav Katina. Whereas Bizman Hazer, that most of that begadim a potter, you have a normal person doesn't wear a four-cornered bag, a normal person wears a shirt, wears a jacket, so none of that begadim have four corners up here, Allah. So ain't onish, the Misha Enikon, have a confess, so says, tells us, not only is there no bitl in the midst of tzitzis, but the whole story of Menachos doesn't apply either. So there seems to be really two different levels. On the one hand, if a person wears a four-cornered baguette and there's no tzitzis on it, that's a bitl mitzvah same in a Torah. That's a real serious problem. That's on Chisu Esse, then you're really going to be punished for that. If a person should be wearing a four-cornered baguette because normal people wear four-cornered baguette, and you go out of your way not to, so that's not a bitl mitzvah of tzitzis, but that's either rischa. That's the punishment, that's the story of the Malach. Tosfos introduces us to a third category. Let's say it's not even that. Means, for care, not that you're going out of your way to pot yourself from tzitzis, but you would have to go out of your way to be mechayiv yourself in tzitzis. So Tosfos says that you're not mechayiv to do. That's not even included in the story of Rav Katina. So comes a shit mukabetz that's on that Tosfos on the side of in Seder Kachim. So you have these little cryptic notes from the shit mukabetz. It's not like the normally we link subas of Basra. So we know shit mukabetz is pages and pages and pages. Here you have a half a line on some of the gemaras and some of the Tosfos. So comes the shit mukabetz there and says Gilyon. It says on the side of the gemara. Comes the Shit Mekubetzes and says that don't think that what Tosfos means to say is that therefore there's really no reason to go out and buy a four-cornered bag of Bizman Hazer. So says the Shit Mekubetzes, all Tosfos meant to say was is that you're not going to be punished for it. Even Be'idan Rizcha, even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he's not going to be upset at you for that. But is it the right thing to do? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to do? So comes the Shibuk Betz, of course we're supposed to be wearing tzitzis. Of course we're supposed to be going out of our way to obligate ourselves in mitzvahs. See, now Shibuk Betz brings a fascinating raya. How do you know this principle in halacha that not only are you not supposed to circumvent yourself out of mitzvahs, but for a kid, you're supposed to circumvent yourself into mitzvahs, if that's the correct application of grammar. You're supposed to try to get yourself into doing mitzvahs. You're supposed to do things out of the ordinary to be mechayiv yourself in mitzvahs. So comes the sheet and quotes the Gemara, Masechta Sota, v'chimayshi Rabbeinu hayatayv lechom v'teres ha'aretz, ela mitzvahs hatluyis ba'aretz, v'kol shegei mitzvah sitzah shishkula k'nei k'ol ha'mitzvahs. A quote from the Rush. The Gemara in Sota, in the Yudala, tells us that a comment on why was Moshe Rabbeinu davening so much to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'chilechom v'piryutzarech, what he wanted to get in a Jaffa orange, he wanted just to get some food from Eretz Yisrael. That's a wonderful thing, but Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven so much for so long just to get in to eat some food from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was he wanted to fulfill the mitzvahs of Trumas and Nisus and Shemit, all the mitzvahs that leaves Ba'aretz. So the Shem Mekubetzes comments, why did Moshe Rabbeinu that such aggravation that he wasn't able to fulfill those mitzvahs? If you're not in Eretz Yisrael, so you're not mechuyev in those mitzvahs. If I'm sitting in Chutzlars, I'm sitting in New Jersey, so I don't have the chiyuv of Trumas and Nisus, I don't have the chiyuv of Shemitas, what's the problem? So why don't I just take the attitude, okay, so I don't put a mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev, so I don't have to do it. So you see from Moshe Rabbeinu, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was so upset that he was begging the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give him the ability to put himself into a situation to be obligated in doing a mitzvah. So you see from Moshe Rabbeinu, we like to follow Moshe Rabbeinu's footsteps, you see that's the right thing to do, that's the proper thing to do, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu really wants us to do. So the Shit Mekubetzes extrapolates from there to the mitzvah of tzitzis also, that even though Bizman Hazer, a person is not wearing a four-cornered beged, and even though Bizman Hazer, it's not even normal to wear a four-cornered beged, but the correct thing to do is to be mechayiv yourself in tzitzis, to go out of your way to spend the extra money to buy a four-cornered beged to be able to be chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Like we find, there were many gedolim, they say from the Gra would go out of his way to be mechayiv himself in all kind of mitzvahs that most of us wouldn't even dream of doing. So he would buy animals and he'd buy sheep and he'd buy all kinds of funny things in order to chap Orion to be able to put yourself into obligations even though you're not technically mechuyev to do so. So basically what the Rishonim have developed for us is that there are really three different levels of obligation in terms of the mitzvah tzitzis, that the ikar chi of min haTorah is if you're wearing a beged. If you're wearing a beged, if you don't put tzitzis on the beged, then you're up the creek. That's a bitl mitzvah diarai. So that's a very, very serious problem. Then you have the next level is the story of the Rav Katina, where it's considered to be normal to wear a four-cornered beged and you go out of your way, dafka natu. So that's not a bitl mitzvah deraisa, but that's Eden Rizcha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be upset about. Then you have the third level, which is really the most relevant for us, is that it's neither of the two, but you have the ability to do something to be mechayev yourself and you choose not to, so that's considered to be inappropriate. That's not considered to be following the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. So of course, based on this Shikim Kubetzes, based on this whole sugi, that's what we have our practice, to go out of our way, dafka to buy a talis gadol, dafka to wear a talis gadol, dafka to do things which get us into the chiyuv of the mitzvah of tzitzis. There is a fundamental question about the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis, which really is begin to be touched upon by the Gemara in the third of the Marmakobos, and really elaborated upon by the Mordechai. The Gemara tells us a story in Masechus Menachos as follows. Ravina hava ka'ozel abasi de Marbar Avashi, v'shabas at the Rigla. Ravina was once walking behind Marbar Avashi on the Shabbos of the Regel. Ipsi kana dechute v'lomo v'lomide. And one of his tzitzis was, Rabbi Ravashi's tzitzis was, got ripped. One of his tzitzis became ripped off, and it became posel, and Ravina didn't say anything to him. This is significant, dafka because the story happened on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that if a person wears a pair of tzitzis on Shabbos, which is posel, that's not only is that a potential problem in terms of tzitzis, but it's an even more serious problem in terms of carrying on Shabbos. Because if a person is wearing a kosher pair of tzitzis, so then the tzitzis are considered to be bottled to the beggar. The tzitzis are serving a function, so they're considered to be part of the beggar. They're not considered to be carrying. But if the tzitzis are posel, so then the Gemara says that a person would technically be considered to be carrying on Shabbos. It's a shaila even of an issur d'oraisa. That's in fact why the briskers today don't wear tzitzit on Shabbos. The reason being, because even though there's machoikis have shown him whether tchelis is ma'achiv or not, so we hope and pray that it's not ma'achiv. Most of us assume, most of the Rishonim assume that it's not ma'achiv, but the Balamor disagreed. The Balamor held that tchelis is ma'achiv. If you wear, according to the Balamor, it's worse to do what we do. According to the Balamor, it's better not to wear the beged altogether, because kozmati you're not wearing the beged, so you're not machoiv and tzitzit. But if you're wearing a beged of dalakantos and you can't get tchelis on it, so then and only then you're being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzit. So that's what the Balamor writes in the Sefer Shabbos, that in the Chinami, that tchelis is ma'akev, and if you don't have tchelis, so you're not supposed to wear a beged. That's what the Ramban writes, that we can't believe this as the Ramban, but it's rumored that the Baal HaMor never wore tzitzis in his life, that he didn't wear a talis katan, didn't wear a talis gadol, nothing. That's exactly what he did. That's the limit's cost. You know, the kids in yeshiva get caught without wearing tzitzis. They hold like the Baal HaMor, that's it, right? So in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass back to Baal HaMor. So there's a minig among some people that we can know as a Chaim's Chumrah, the briskers have such a Chumrah, that sometimes we call it a Chumrah Kula, that on Shabbos they don't wear any tzitzis. Why not? Because all week long, so it's only Shabbos of the mitzvah say. So mitzvah say, okay, it's not the end of the world, so we're going to risk violating the Baal HaMor, since most of the Shem disagree. But on Shabbos, if the tzitzis are posel, then you're dealing with a potential of skila. You're carrying on Shabbos, and those are all the briskers. So carrying is like, mamash that tzitzis, you heard by Yafar on Shabbos. That's like one of the, it's carrying and chodosh and a few other things. Those are mamash the, so. I remember once, this is an aside, not part of the tzitzis here. I remember once in camp, so we were playing volleyball. So Meir Yaakov Soloveitchik, Ryan Soloveitchik's grandson, so the referee called him for a carry. So he got so upset, so he threw the ball down. He said, "I can't free briskers, never carry." That's what he said. Yeah. So the Gemara says that Ravina saw that Rabbi Ravashi's tzitzis were ripped on Shabbos, and he didn't say anything to him. So the Gemara says, Kadmata Leveitse, when he came home, and they were in the Rosh Hashanah already, so Amalei Mehosan Nisik. So he said to him, guess what? They ripped outside. You were carrying for the last 10 minutes. So Amalei, E Amasli Mehosan Shadisik. So Rabbi Ravashi says, if you would have told me beforehand in the middle of the street, I would have taken off, would have gotten undressed right in the middle of the street. So says the Gemara, what? You have to get undressed down in the middle of the street because you were carrying on Shabbos? We have a klal that a person is not mechuyev either to embarrass himself or to embarrass somebody else. It would be a violation of kavod abrios, even if it means violating an issur in the Torah. So the Gemara at this point thinks that for the person to get undressed, to go pull off his tzitzis and walk around without an undershirt on something, so that would be inappropriate. That would be a violation of kavod abrios. So one would be permitted to violate the issur of carrying on Shabbos in order to avoid kavod abrios issues. So the Gemara says, Taguma Rabba Shava Kamei Rav Kahana. Belav de lo sasa, that it's not true. That you're not really allowed to violate a nisa deraisa in order to avoid embarrassment. What you are allowed to do is you're allowed to violate a nisa derabanan to avoid embarrassment. So comes the Gemara and says that since carrying on Shabbos is a nisa deraisa, so wearing pasul tzitzit on Shabbos is a nisa deraisa, so the din is that notwithstanding the covenant of Rias, the halacha would have required him to actually take it off. Then the Gemara gives a little bit of a different version of the story. That Itaka told him in the middle of the street that he's wearing pasul tzitzit. For Amalei and Marav Rashi responded, "My daitech unishtiye." He said to him, "What are you telling me for? You think that I'm going to get undressed in the middle of the street?" Rama Mar Galachav Rabbiya Shadachas Laseser Shabbatora. But the Gemara asks, "Navhar Taguma Rabba Shava Kameder Avkara Balav de Losasor." But the only type of a lav that you're allowed to violate is an Issa Derabbanan of Losasor. So says the Gemara, "Chanami Karmelus Derabbanan." That the story was that the area where they were carrying him was not a Rishus Aram Derais; it was only a Karmelus. We know we've spoken about this in the past that in order to be an Issa of carrying Minatora, it has to really qualify as a Rishus Rabbah in Torah, where there are many areas in the world which don't, for some technical reason, not enough people, the streets aren't big enough, the streets are curved, whatever the different reasons that the streets may not qualify as the Shisharam Deraisa, but there's still an Issa Derabbanan to carry these areas. So if it's only an Issa Derabbanan, covered up Rias would be Docha that Issa. So basically, what the conclusion of the Gemara is that if a person finds themselves walking in the street on Shabbos and they realize that the tzitzis are ripped, so it depends what kind of street it's in. If it's Rishus Ram Deraisa, they have to get undressed, mamish in the middle of the street, covered up Rias. No covered up Rias doesn't make a difference. You can't violate carrying deraisa to protect yourself from covet abrias, to enhance covet abrias. Masha'ein ain kain, if it's only an issa derabbanan, if it's only a shal of a karmelus, which is only at worst carrying the derabbanan, so then one would be permitted to continue walking. You're carrying your tzitzit, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to violate carrying the derabbanan in order to make sure that you don't come to embarrass yourself by having to get undressed in the middle of the street. So that's the shak v'tar in the Gemara. Those are the two dinim that appear in Shulchan Aruch based on the sugi Maseches Menachos. So comes the Mordechai in Maseches Menachos and now raises more of a tzitzis issue rather than a Shabbos issue. Up till now the Gemara was only addressing the Shabbos issue, the issue of carrying. So comes the Mordechai and quotes that he's quoting from a... From
it's only the tzitzis that we wear. If you actually have a four-corner garment that requires a tzitzis, it's a tzitzis break. The garment itself is your garment. When you take off your jacket and you have nothing on it, are you talking about the extra tzitzis that we wear?
No. Oh, you mean our tzitzis wouldn't be such a big covenant of breeze? You just rip them off and that's it. No, Mestamra means that this would require the person to mamash walk around undressed, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Doesn't Mark also say that Shabbos, you have to take it off right away?
Right, the Gemara says by deraisa, right. If a Shabbos is deraisa, then you have to get undressed mamash in the middle of the street. If it's only Shabbos in the Rabbanan, then you don't.
So to resolve that, was that
right, the Gemara says it, right. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. The same conclusion in Brachas, Avchaf is the same conclusion as Menachos here also. Good. So comes the Mordechai and quotes that there was someone who wanted to say, She'im nifsak le'ish chut shal talas b'shabbos, she'also le'lov shal achi yasakin aso. That if a person's tzitzis rip on Shabbos, one is not permitted to walk around wearing that baghead until you fix the tzitzis. Obviously, you can't fix the tzitzis on Shabbos, that goes without saying. That's the nisa deraisig, you can't tie knots on Shabbos. So, you're not permitted to wear that baggage on Shabbos. So says the Mordechai, why are you not permitted to wear that baggage? In Lov Show, over the SA, the Eshto Dala Kanfus. He's not talking about the issue of carrying. He's talking about wearing it inside. He's talking about there's an Eruv. He's not concerned with the issue of carrying. He's talking about the Bittul Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Says the Mordechai, if a person's Tzitzis rip on Chol, so what do? So you fix him up right away. Chick-chacking and you have a kosher for your Tzitzis. Masha'en Kain, on Shabbos, where that's not a possibility. So says the Mordechai, you have to take the baggage off, even in the middle of your, even in your house, you have to take the baggage off. Otherwise, you're going to be in violation of the mitzvah saseh of not wearing tzitzis. Going back to what we said before, that kolzman you're not wearing a beged of dalet kanfus, so mishkefelach. But if you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfus and tzitzis apostle, that's a disaster. That's a bit of mitzvah saseh. So that would require, if you're on Shabbos, to rip the beged off immediately. So comes the Mordechai and says, in contrast to this first opinion that was quoted by from Rabbeinu Shlomo, so comes the. Comes the Mordechai and says the Heishiv Ri, that the Ri responded to this other Rishon and said to Leisa that is not correct. Kedemuchach b'shmaisin, as is clear from this sugi Maseches Menachos. The Afagab the Ifsik the Karmelus the Rabbanon. There's a whole gears of problem here, but the gears should probably be the Habeshari Mishum Kavod Abrias. The Lo Dachinel Av the Lo Salsar. That you see from the Gemara that's not true. You see that the Gemara was only discussing the issue of carrying, and the Gemara says that in Achanami that if you can somehow knock down that issue of carrying to an Issa the Rabbanon, then you you're home free, then you're allowed to wear the beged on Shabbos. How come the Gemara Menachos in Daf Lamed Zayin doesn't mention the tzitzis angle of the Shabbos? How come the Gemara never says that you're not allowed to wear a beged of Dalet Kantis because hey, you're wearing a beged without tzitzis? So l'cheinir l'ri, the reason is very simple. The mitzvah esek the tzitzis eino el l'hapel bo tzitzis kishi yo b'shenu. That the nature of the mitzvah is to put tzitzis on after you're wearing the beged. V'lo amara kosa b'loshen lo silbash beged sheish lo dalet k'nafayim v'lo tzitzis. That would have been a very long pasuk. Means it doesn't say in the Chumash, don't wear a beged without tzitzis. That would have been a lav. But lo yitzuva would have said that. To az vado haya dinimo. Then taka the Rabbeinu Shlomo would have been correct. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So that's like the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chazi, you're not allowed to wear shatnesi, you're not allowed to wear a beged without tzitzis. So ibein b'shamis, ibein b'chol. So says the Mordechai, but that's not what the Torah says. What does the Torah says? Ela mitzvahs esay greid alahatol bo tzitzis. Rather, the nature of the mitzvah is to put on tzitzis. It's a mitzvah say to put on tzitzis. Umikom akom ein atalas also lebosh. V'gam ein over kevin she'ein apel yochel ha'tabosh u'shabes. Says the Mordechai, what's wrong with wearing a beged without tzitzis? You're wearing a beged of dalet kantis without tzitzis. What's wrong? A lav there isn't any because the Torah doesn't say. Elawat, the Torah is screaming at you, put on tzitzis. So comes the Mordechai and says, so you turn around to the Rebbeinu Shlom and say, Rebbeinu Shlom, how could you say to me, put on tzitzis? Shabbos today, I'm not allowed to put on tzitzis today. So since it's a zman that it's impossible to tie tzitzis on, there's nothing I could do possibly to fix up this beged because it's Shabbos. Says the Mordechai, guess what? It's mutar lechatchila to wear the beged. There's no issue of wearing a beged without tzitzis. The mitzvah is, if you have a beged of tzitzis, if you have a beged of four corners, then you're mechuyif to put on tzitzis. But medvar b'amura, when you're able to do it. But if you're not able to do it, then the mitzvah doesn't set in. So says the Mordechai, well, the chol vaday over kosher shalov should the essay the hatabot tzitzis. But in a chinami, if this would happen on a Tuesday, so then of course you would have a problem because the Torah is screaming at you, put tzitzis on, and I'm spaziering around, and I'm not putting tzitzis on. So that's a bittul of the Ratzon Hashem. But she'enkin on Shabbos, I'm not being mevatel the Ratzon Hashem. I'm doing exactly what the Baruch Shalom said. The Baruch Shalom said, "Los hasikam alacha." He told me not allowed to tie knots on Shabbos. So the comes the Morach and gives a marshal to this. V'chein b'mezuzah over ma'akeh. It's a similar mitzvah concerning mezuzah. Let's say, for example, a person's mezuzah. A person's mezuzah falls off. So if it's a regular Tuesday and his mezuzah falls off, so the Torah is screaming at him, "Chsafta mezuzah b'sechav b'shech, you gotta put it back on, you gotta put it back on." If the guy dilly dallies, doesn't put it back on, it's a problem. What if the mezuzah falls off on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, he's not allowed to put it back on. It would be bona. So what do you want for the guy? So he has to move out of his house, and he's not allowed to live in the house on Shabbos. So the Mordechai says, that's ridiculous. So there's nothing usher about living in a house without a mezuzah. It's just that if you have a house, so you have a mitzvah say to put the mezuzah on. So kozman, you're able to do that mitzvah, you have to do it. Kozman, you're not able to do it, so you don't do it. So he says, "V'chayim mezuzah v'makia v'teida the adu below mezuzah ye osili kanes b'bayis." Would anybody say such a wild thing that you're not allowed to enter into your house if there's no mezuzah there? Ela ba'amud v'aseikoy. It's not an issa to live in a house without a mezuzah. It's a mitzvah asei. The silo akan lashon toisis. That's what the Mordechai's calls from toisis and says. That's the same you say by tzitzis also. So at the end of the day, it comes out that the Mordechai is telling us a tremendous chiddush concerning the very nature, the very essence of the mitzvah of tzitzis, that we should not confuse tzitzis with an isser. You know, sometimes we think, we use the lashon, we say that it's aser to wear a beged of dalet kantis without tzitzis. So that's not really correct. You know, the lashon many other, we use the phrase aser, but it's not really true. The nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis is that once you have a beged of dalet kantis, that is mechayev you to put tzitzis on. But the word aser really remains out of the picture, and that's why on Shabbos, when it's impossible, so then there's really nothing wrong, technically speaking. The Shua Min HaTorah, and maybe even the Rabbanan, that if a person has a beged of four corners without tzitzis on him, so you can wear that beged on Shabbos, it's a freebie on Shabbos, because there's nothing you can do about it, you can't put the tzitzis on anyway, so there's nothing else with what you're doing.
Using that argument, you find a dead animal on the water on Shabbos, you eat it, because on weekdays, the Torah says you do shkita, but on Shabbos you can't do shkita, so now, you should be part of
the right. That would be 100% true, except for one technicality. There's also an issur lo sochel konavela. Means if the mitzvah shechita was only mitzvah say, then you'd be right. There would be a mamish perfect analogy. So it comes Tosfos in the fourth of the Ramah Kamas, the other side of the page, where Tosfos raises an issue in interpreting a Gemara in Maseches Yevamah, it's a Gemara that we've spoke about on different occasions in the past, but it's important in terms of really understanding the tzitzis angle of this sugya. The Gemara is in Yevamah, that study of Vez, the Gemara gives us the klal and when the Chum have a right to be Oikah Dovim in a Torah and when not. So the general rule is that when it comes to Kumba Asay, so then the Chum have no right to be Arkadabet. Let's say the Chum would get up and say, the Beis Nagoda will come up and say, we think it's a great idea for everybody to drive on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to listen to them. They don't have a right to do that. That they would tell you to eat treif. You're not allowed to do that. Because Ein Koch Be'al Chum L'Arkadabet or Shevel, they be Kumba Asay. But let's say the Chum would choose to say that we think it's a very good idea not to perform a mitzvah Asay. B'Shevel Tasa, just passively don't do something. So the Gemara says the Pharisees, they have a right to do so. We spoke about it before Shoshana. We spoke about it, I think, again this year, that that's the reason why the Chum were able to tell us not to blow shofar on Shabbos. That's why they told us not to shake lulav on Shabbos. That's why they told us not to put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. So many different times the Chum tell us that they think that it's worthwhile for whatever technical reason that they made a cheshbon, that it's worthwhile for us not to do a mitzvah say, the Sheva Tasa, that they have every right to do. So one of the examples that the Gemara in Yevamos gives of a mitzvah the Sheva Tasa is Sadim Betzitzah, something that we alluded to before when we spoke about Rav Katina. Basically what it means is that Min HaTorah, a linen beggar is chayiv in tzitzis, a four-cornered beggar, it's pishtim, that's a beggar that the Torah accepts. So technically speaking, you're mechuyav to put tzitzis on. The Chacham made a takana that one should not put tzitzis on sadim tzitzis. That was what Rav Katina was wearing. The midrabban is not supposed to put on tzitzis because of a potential problem of shatnez. That means you could theoretically run into a problem of shatnez if you put the tzitzis on shalom kedin. So we'll talk about this hopefully a little bit more next week when we talk about which begadim are actually chayiv in tzitzis and which are not. But suffice it to say that a linen beggar, at least bezman haGemara, may not apply this manazah, but a linen beggar in a Torah is chayiv in tzitzis. I mean, the rabbanon it's not chayiv in tzitzis. And the Chachamim said there's nothing wrong with wearing the beggar. The Chachamim never asked you from wearing a beggar of pishtim without tzitzis. They said you could wear it, enjoy it, and don't put tzitzis on it. So comes Tosfos and asks on this example of kulanah b'shevel tasa, who im toimar sadim b'tzitzis heichav b'shevel tasa. How in the world does sadim b'tzitzis qualify as a shevel tasa? The chimechase b'talas tabas chiyuvahi the ein bo tzitzir of be a dayan. So comes Tosfos and says that this is not really a good example of a Sheva Tasa. When it comes to shofar and lulav and tefillin, so the Chum is saying, don't blow the shofar. Sit back. Don't do anything on Rosh Hashanah. Don't do anything on Sukkot. Don't put on tefillin on second day Yom Tov. Those are all classic Sheva Tasa. Here, the Chachamim are permitting you to do an action, to pick up a four-cornered beggar, put it on, knowing full well that the Torah says you're not allowed to do that, but the Torah says you have to put tzitzis on, and I'm doing it because the Chum sanctioned me to do that. So comes Tosfos and says that should be a violation of Ein Koch B'Yad HaChum L'Akod Dov Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Asei. That the same way the Chum can't tell you to drive the car in Shabbat, the same way the Chum can't tell you to eat treif, the Chum should not have the ability to tell you to put on a four-cornered beged B'Kum V'Asei. That's Tosfos' kasha. So the evidence is that the kasha is not agreed upon by all Rishonim altogether. The Rav Rishonim will say that the only time that the Chum don't have a right to be okay, but Kumba say it's only when there's a lav involved. That's like by Shabbos, by Kashas, etc. Mash Engin over here, there's only an assay. But Tosfos didn't assume the way. Tosfos understood that it's not a function of assay versus lavim, it's a function of Kumba assay versus Sheva al Tasa. So how could the Chum let you put on a four cornered begin without putting tzitzit on? Isn't that a violation of Kumba assay? So it says, tell you the following Yisrael, Vi Yishlomar, to Bishas Itof Akap Ilo Mechayiv, at Achash and Nesate. Because it's a really long Shavuot, that the Chiyuv of Tzitzis doesn't technically start when you're putting the beggar on, but rather after the beggar is already on you. So the action of putting on a beggar, so there's not Chiyuv in Tzitzis yet. When does the Chiyuv of Tzitzis start? It starts to tick, the clock starts to tick, so a split second later. As soon as the beggar is on you, at that point, you become Chiyuv in Tzitzis. How does Tzitzis know that? Is that possible? The Ksuscha Mash Meshatam Mechusa Bekrar, because the Torah says, Al Kantos Kesuscha, that means you only become Chiyuv in Tzitzis when you're already wearing the beggar. Post wearing the beggar, that's when the Chiyuv of Tzitzis sets in. The Torah also says, Asher Techaseba, which sounds like the Chiyuv sets in at the time when you're putting the beggar on. So there's now that's something different. Also, Drasha Harina, Kademin Ravinachas. That's a technicality, but the real din is ksuscha after you are already wearing the beggar. So comes tells and pulls the first one and says oliachash and esatev the mischayev shevat asa. Well, guess what? At that point, it's shevat asa because the Chum never told you to do an action which is asar. The putting on the beggar, there's nothing wrong with putting on the beggar. The chiyuv tzitzis is not when you're putting on the beggar. The chiyuv tzitzis is post having the beggar on. At that point, it becomes shevat asa. At that point, hey, I have a beggar of four corners. I better go run by tzitzis. But so, no, it's okay. You don't have to. So that's tantamount to them saying, don't put on tefillin today. Don't hear the shofar today. Don't take the lulav today. That's Tosfos' tightropes. This idea that tzitzis can also qualify as shevat asa. So then Tosfos gets stuck. Tosfos says, Yom Tomar, that's true. So the following kasher, the Gemara that was quoted before, that mashmak shu lavush kelayim ve'ein post on lo choshev shevi al tas el amud v'asei. That the Gemara sounds like if a person is wearing shatnez and you don't take the shatnez off, that's considered to be a violation of kumba asei. And if that's in fact the reason why the Gemara says that you have to pull the shatnez off even in the middle of the street, if it's shatnez derabanan, then you don't have to. But if shatnez deraisa, then you mechuyev too. So says tells us, now wait a second, shatnez and tzitzis seem to be the same type of mitzvah. They're both have to do with wearing clothes. They're both lavisha. They're both ksuzkla. So how come when it comes to tzitzis, so the halacha says that the chiyuv only sets in afterwards, and when it comes to shatnez, the chiyuv sets in even b'shas lavisha. So Tosfos says you have to say that's the pshat. The Omer read the shani kelayim the ikar isa b'shas lavisha shalavash b'isa v'kan lo mischayv adachshin esatik defrishis. Tosfos never really explains how chachamim knew the difference. That Tosfos just showed you, proved you from the Gemaras that tzitzis and kelayim don't work in the same way. That kelayim there's an isa of lavisha. Proper. That's when the chiyuv kelayim sets in, whereas the mitzvah tzitzis only starts afterwards. So Tosfos says they're a little bit nervous about this hagdara, about this idea that the mitzvah tzitzis sets in later. Of the mitzvah, it sounds like the mitzvah of tzitzis is the actual putting on of the begin, the putting it on. That's considered to be the chiyuv. And Tosfos says, and the wordless atef is important. That's the makor that the Rishonim writes. Since the Gemara says the nusach of the bracha is l'satef b'tzitzis, that's a proof that we paskin that the gadim which are in storage don't require tzitzis. That's the raya that we paskin chavis gavro, like we said before. So you see that the Rishonim took the phrase the nusach of the bracha very seriously. So Tosfos says l'satef b'tzitzis really has the connotation that the mitzvah is taking place as you're putting the beged on. That's what the Shagasaya says, that if Tosfos is really right, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is later, it doesn't start b'shas lavish, it starts a few seconds later. So says the Shagasaya, we make a bracha too early. What do most of us do? We're holding the talis in our hand, we're about to put it on, we say, l'satav b'tzitzis, then we put it on. So the Shagasaya, you're way too early. That's like making a bracha on tefillin when the tefillin is still in the bag. What you should really do, says the Shagasaya, is take the talis, put it on, be all wrapped around, and when it's on you already, 2 seconds later, then you should scream out l'satav b'tzitzis. So the Shagasaya says nobody does that. Everybody makes the bracha right before. And this Tosfos said correctly that the nusach bracha l'satav seems to point in the direction that the mitzvah of tzitzis is b'shas lavisha. So hadra kusha l'duchta, and this is really true that the mitzvah of tzitzis is sets in b'shas lavisha. So Tosfos kasha really remains. And Tosfos says, how come tzitzis is called the shevel tasa? How could the Gemara give you the right? How could the Chum give you a right to tell you to violate, quote unquote, the mitzvah of tzitzis? Isn't that a violation of kumba asei? So the Shagasaya says, no, that the emes answer to Tosfos kasha is what Mordechai said before. That the very nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis, by very definition, is a type of mitzvah sheva tasa. There's no isra involved. We used the wrong phrase when we said, we asked the question, how could the Chum tell you to put on tzitzis, put in a beggar without tzitzis, they tell you to violate an isra? So that statement was an incorrect statement. That misled us. That whole kasha of tzitzis was a misleading kasha. That there's no isra whatsoever of wearing a beggar without tzitzis on it. It's purely mitzvah sasei. It's purely, not because the mitzvah sets in 5 seconds later. That's irrelevant, says the Shagasai. It doesn't matter what point the mitzvah tzitzis sets in. What's relevant is, what's critical is the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is pure mitzvah sasei. There's no isra, there's no lav whatsoever. So that, by definition, is considered to be b'toras sheva atas. You can't call that, that's not like violating Shabbos. That's not like violating kashrus. Since the nature of the mitzvah is the Torah saseh, so you can't, that cannot qualify as a kuvaseh. So kopanim just really is an introduction to the mitzvah. Hopefully next week we'll get into some of the more nitty gritty, what's pogadim chayv and tzitzis, who's chayv and tzitzis, when you chayv and tzitzis, when a kosher tzitzis, puzzles tzitzis. But just in terms of an overview, in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, so we have a couple of important klum that the Rishonim have developed for us based on the sugyas in the Gemara. The first, that whole issue in terms of the Gemara Maseches Menachos, the three levels of obligation of tzitzis. There's the chiyuv deraisa, that's once you're wearing the beged, that's chiyuv deraisa. Then there's be'idan rischa, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at you if you circumvent the mitzvah. Then you have the third level, that even if you're not actually circumventing the mitzvah, but it's considered to be proper to go out of your way to be mechayev in the mitzvah, which is of course what we do. Then you have the issue in terms of What is the nature of the mitzvah? Is the nature of the mitzvah of tzitzis basically a lav, or is it basically an asay? So the Mordechai's basic raya was the Gemara Maseches Menachos, where the Gemara only talked about the yisur of wearing tzitzis on Shabbos outside of the Erev, but wearing a beggar without tzitzis on Shabbos outside of the Erev, but the Gemara never addressed the issue of, hey, you're wearing a beggar without tzitzis. So the answer is, there's no yisur, that the whole nature of the mitzvah is b'toras asay. So the asay doesn't apply on Shabbos because it's impossible to perform the asay. And this idea that tzitzis is really only an asay, this may be the answer to why the Gemara labels tzitzis as being a shevata. So it tells us, didn't seem to say that way. It tells us seem to be working with a time element that it's just, the mitzvah tzitzis starts a few seconds later until it's gotten to problems. It's not parallel to shatnez and the bracha doesn't fit and shagasai is casual, making the bracha at the wrong time. So all the problems that tzitzis got themselves into can be answered in one fell swoop, that the nature of the mitzvah tzitzis is not lav oriented, it's not issa. Whenever you use the word issa talking about tzitzis, you're in the wrong nusach. The correct nature of the mitzvah tzitzis is that once, if and when you decide to be wearing this beged, then you have a positive mitzvah in order to put on tzitzis.
You get up in the morning, you put on your tzitzis, you make an al mitzvah tzitzis with an al, and then that's because that's to have it on. Then you come to shul's and have a partner mitzvah or gitzah. That's how you make the
mitzvah. We'll talk about whether that's really true, where that al mitzvah tzitzis came from.
The person is not wearing the talis katan only, or the regular talis too on Shabbos.